How we think and how we respond has a far greater capacity to tear down our lives than any challenge we face. How quickly we respond to misfortune is far more important than adversity itself. The greatest challenge of life is to be in command of the process of our own thinking. We've all experienced distress, misery, and heartbreak. But why do people arrive at such diverse places at the end of the journey? Ego. It gets in the way and seats us in our current circumstances. Not until we begin to live a life based on who we are will we ever truly accomplish what we are capable of. If you want to make a difference, you have to merge your ego, personality, with the aspiration of your soul. In spite of our best efforts, we have moments when things just seem to fall apart. It is during these times that you must be true to who you are and allow your soul and not your ego to steer you. Here are 6 distinct differences between your ego and your soul to help you comprehend why they can be a counterproductive force if not fused within your inner self. Your ego is reactive. Your soul is creative. Your ego is driven by fear. Your soul is centered in peace. Your ego lives in the past. Your soul lives in destiny. Your ego is about surviving. Your soul is about the journey, enjoying the ride. Your ego focuses on what's wrong. Your soul looks for meaning. And your ego has low trust in others, while your soul has faith in others. If there was ever an epiphany in my life, it is when I discovered that my ego was in command of my soul. The discovery process to finding the real Steve was not just a turning point that would shape my life, but it would become an intricate part of my personal and professional beliefs today. When I realized who I was, and more importantly, who I most wanted to be, my life changed in a foremost way. Then, and only then, was I truly capable of making a difference. Discover who you are. Counselors implore people to discover themselves. In doing so, they inquire about what it is that makes life worthwhile for us. They also want us to outline where we want to go and what we are yearning to see. Questions about our income, where we want to live, and how we feel about ourselves are all part of the discovery process. Where do you see yourself 5 years from now? Who will be a part of your life and play a major role in it 5 years from now? Are the people who are currently in your inner circle of friends helping you or hurting you? All great questions that, when answered, will help you better know yourself. However, the number one question that needs to be answered first, who are you?